Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Aleksandra Strelkova, Head of Film Promotion at the Slovak Film Institute. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's a real pleasure, and the first question is kind of just a very simple one for our listeners to introduce them to the Slovak Film Institute. What's your activities? What do you do?
Well, the Slovak Film Institute is, well, I'd love to compare it to the VFI, which I can't really, but at the same time, we are a film archive for Slovak cinema and a film center.
Wow.
And my job, or job of mine and my team, is to promote Slovak cinema in Slovakia, but especially abroad.
Right.
So on one hand, we work with old Slovak films, which are part of the archive, and then we work with new cinema and filmmakers and projects and try to help them be visible at film festivals and find partners, like here being a partner country, one of two partner countries of CineLink this year, which is Czech Republic and Slovakia, which makes sense as we used to be together. Bringing people here to meet with their counterparts from the Balkans, possibly exchange ideas or join projects together.
Yeah.
We have people from acquisitions here, from our television, so perhaps they find something interesting to license over to Slovakia and just be here and present what that Slovakia exists, that we have film industry, that we have funding available, that we have nice and interesting and clever producers, professionals, and so this is the point of us being here in Sarajevo. And
establish
also
a good relationship.
Basically.
And all facets of the activities of the Film Institute and beyond. Let's start off with the older films, Slovak films. Talk to me about the archive. What kind of titles are we talking about? What kind of time periods are we talking about?
Well, we are talking about the time period from the very beginnings of the Slovak cinema.
So it's a comprehensive one.
Yeah, basically, we, as you might know, I mean, there was Czechoslovakia before, and until 1989, we were a socialist state, so basically all cinema was made under state monopoly.
Yeah.
And then independent film producing or film production started, and basically all the films that were made by 1991 for cinema.
Yeah.
So it's fiction, documentaries, newsreels, animation.
Oh, everything.
Everything is with us. Oh, okay, when it's Czech and Slovak films, after Czechoslovakia was divided, there was also a key which you used to divide the films, basically in which national studios they were made, there they remained. So one very famous exception is a Slovak film called The Shop on Main Street.
Right.
I think you call it Shop on High Street in the British-speaking area, which is a film with a Slovak topic taking place, or the story takes place in the Slovak Fascist state, which the Czechs weren't, the Slovaks were in the Second World War, by Czech and Slovak director. The copyright of the film is with the National Archive in Prague, because it was made in the studios. So there's the big exception, but otherwise you can more or less very quickly distinguish which films belong where. So we work with films like films from the Czechoslovak New Wave. People usually know the Czech names, Jiří Menzel, Věra Chytilová, Miloš Forman, but actually the very first film that was attributed as Czechoslovak New Wave was a Slovak film called The Sun in a Net from the 62 by Štefan Uher.
Yeah.
Recently, well, 3 years ago, also released with the second run DVDs in UK, for example.
Nice, very good.
So these are also like the jewels we work with.
Yeah.
But of course, we started digitizing, restoring and digitizing the films a couple of years ago. So we have a huge stock of films on remastered DCPs with English subtitles, most of them. So we organize retrospectives. As said, we also license films for abroad. So we have quite a nice collection of restored film titles and DVDs released abroad, which is always very nice to promote.
That's lovely. I was going to say, so preservation, restoration, and exhibition.
Yeah.
You look after the exhibition as well.
Yeah. Basically, in Slovakia, we run a small art house theater for for cinemas.
Oh, lovely.
Four screens, you would say.
Oh, that's four screens.
Four screens, yeah. That's
I've
what
seen
I meant.
Smaller.
Yeah, yeah. No, there is a cinema with four screens.
Okay.
And speaking of exhibition, basically we work with film festivals or even single exhibitors who want to show our films, like, let's say, one-time screening.
Mm-hmm.
Or we also kind of handle the licenses, so if somebody wants to show the film on a longer basis,
yeah,
they can
yeah.
license it from us. But my job is more to organize retrospectives, tributes, Slovak film showcases, Slovak focus,
wow.
combining archive films and new cinema. That's what I like doing, to show something older and then work with the latest cinema and to show the connections.
Oh, like double bills, something like that?
Well, double bills depends on the cinema programming it, right?
Oh, okay.
If I understand a double bill right.
Yeah, it's just like you show an older film and then you follow it up with
that. Yeah, that's one of the ways to do it.
Yes.
But basically when we offer some program, then we try to make a combination, show something from the older cinema that shows some relation to what is happening in Slovak cinema today.
Yes, yes, that's
and,
lovely, yeah.
Yeah, so this is the way we would organize a Slovak film showcase, suggesting it to someone. But of course, people who ask films from us are very welcome to do their own curating, but this would be the way for me to combine the film history and
definitely encourages people to discover titles from you know, the past. Let's talk about the more recent films then. What is there anything in particular that you would like to highlight?
Yes.
Go on.
Well, I mean, for Slovakia, I would say the last couple of years were quite successful in terms of feature films, like fiction. We have been pretty good in documentaries for quite some time before.
Yeah.
And, I mean, speaking of particular titles, we had a really nice title in the Karlo Vivari main competition just recently called The Teacher, which is an interesting thing because it's a film by a Czech director, an established one, Jan Hrabek, but it's his first film he made in Slovakia.
Yes, yes.
And it received the Best Actress Award in Karlo Vivari. Last year we had a very nice title in Toronto called Eva Nova.
Oh, it was a beautiful film.
Yeah, and for example, this would be an example of double bill, as you put it, because we would show Eva Nova, which is a tribute and master performance of a particular actress. And we, in our archive, have several films with her from the 60s, for example.
Yeah, wow.
So there would be festivals which would ask us for some film she made earlier.
Oh.
And there is, for example, The Dragon's Return, which we also released in UK with second-run DVDs. And that makes sense to show those two films together.
Yeah.
So Eva Nova would be a title that we have been working a lot with in the last couple of months.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was released in September in Toronto, so it's 1 year already. But
fantastic.
That film worked well. We had a really great film last year, which started in Berlin, called Koza.
Mm-hmm.
Again, a completely different style.
Yeah, you don't go. You don't go for a specific style. You just any project that approaches you. And
this is what I have to work with. So
exactly.
And the diversity is interesting because for every film, you have to, in a way, think of a special treatment. So it's not like they come like on a
It's not a factory.
Exactly.
Not a factory work.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us and taking the time off. I hope I didn't hold you back.
Something clever.
Thanks very much for joining
us.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.